State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
For Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Paulette Parker. Shu Harris has watched her hometown change around her. Highland Park was the birthplace of the automotive assembly line. But over time, the population has plummeted, schools and the library have closed, and streetlights were repossessed. When Harris's young son was killed in 2007, she realized it was time to stop watching and decided to turn blight into beauty, one abandoned house at a time. When you walk down Avalon Street between Woodward and 2nd in Highland Park, it's quiet. On both sides of the street, you see empty, dilapidated houses and vacant lots of knee-high brush. All but a handful of people who lived here are gone. Shu Harris moved here from nearby Rhode Island Street 9 years ago. And when she looks at her surroundings, she has a plan for it all.
We've decided to clean up the blight. We've decided to build a lot of the things that our city doesn't have anymore. We're putting it back in. We've decided to just put the power back into the people.
A block of self-sustaining, eco-friendly structures known as the Avalon Village. Harris says she passed by this block for years on her way to and from work, imagining what she could do with the abandoned buildings and empty lots. Then, in September 2007, her son Jacoby Ra was killed by a hit-and-run driver. 6 months later, she bought a house at the end of Avalon Street and started her nonprofit organization, the Moon Ministry. She also bought the lot next door, cleared it out, and turned it into a park.
This is Jacoby Ra Park. This is my son's park.
How old was your son?
He was 2 years, 1 month, and 6 days old. And he got up, my son right there, he was holding his hand when he got hit by a car, and he died up under a streetlight. The streetlight over on Rhode Island that we don't have anymore.
Right. The house next to the park was going to be torn down until Harris's organization bought it, too.
So this right here is the homework house.
There, kids will be able to eat and study. It'll have tennis, basketball, and volleyball courts.
Oh, wow, they did lay the porch. I didn't see that part. The porch! Okay. I'm excited. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was there yet.
A lot of the work in the village is done by volunteers. Some are neighbors, many are youth, and some come from outside the city. Harris's son, Chinyelu Humphrey, helps around the village doing things like landscaping and carpentry. Humphrey was holding his little brother's hand when he was killed. He was only 10 years old when it happened. He says he loves helping his mom's vision come to life and knowing he's helping build something that will help the community.
You know, and a lot of kids around really don't have much to do after they get out of school. I'll just go walk around and see them just, you know, not doing nothing. Like, oh, 3 o'clock, you get up, come over here, you know, do some homework, you know, play basketball. You never know what's going on.
Through fundraising, Harris's organization was able to buy another property on the street, then another, and another. She owns 11 properties so far.
These right here, they'll be approved. Those are next. Mm-hmm.
Harris also has plans for a wellness house and a goddess marketplace for female entrepreneurs. And she's turning an old gas station on the corner into the Blue Moon Cafe. They'll have greenhouses, solar panels, and gardens to feed the neighborhood.
You know, you envision this driving past, you know, these houses. So how does it feel to see it just coming together?
It feels real good. It feels real, real good, actually.
Harris says keeping busy with the Avalon Village has been therapeutic for her.
You know how sometimes grief, you can go either way. So this is the good part of grief that you actually see. This is pain, but you don't see it as pain. It's something beautiful instead. It's actually helped me live through something that I probably thought that I couldn't live through. And that's where I think that I'm really invincible.
The Homework House will have its grand opening on September 23rd to celebrate Jacoby's life on what will be the 9th anniversary of his death. With State of Opportunity, I'm Paulette Parker, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.